It's June 5th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. Kraken General Manager Ron Francis was rewarded last week for the team's recent regular season and playoff showing by having his contract extended by 3 seasons. Terms were not disclosed, but the 60-year-old Francis had been approaching the 4th anniversary of his July 2019 hiring, which came 2 years before the Kraken took the ice. He was on a 5-year contract, meaning the extension through 2026-27 avoids him having a lame duck season that could have been a distraction as the Kraken looked to improve on their newfound on-ice success. Francis said, quote, "They came to me in January or February and said, hey, we want to look at an extension. We probably had everything verbally in place by March, but we hadn't signed it until this week. But you know, when I took the original contract in 2019, we had 5 years, and it was 2 years before we even started playing. And then you get into it, and it's nice to know they still believe in what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. I've been pleased from day one with the ownership group and what they've given us to work with. So it was just an easy decision for me when they said they wanted to do that," end quote. Kraken co-owner Samantha Holloway said at the news conference that Francis is at the heart of endeavors to get the Kraken launched and built into a playoff team. Holloway, quote, "He's been here working diligently and tirelessly to build our hockey organization from the ground up with integrity and looking into the future. He's been a leader that's gotten us to where we are today, and he is the leader to take us to the next level. Ron has done remarkable work over the last 4 years and deserves this recognition. He has built a tremendous team, putting Seattle hockey on the map. He is building for long-term success and is dedicated to our city, our fans, and our community," end quote. Under Francis, the Kraken set a record for second-year franchises by making a 40-point improvement on their debut season, and they made the second round of the playoffs before falling to Dallas in 7 games. Though Francis enjoyed a Hall of Fame playing career in which he remains 5th in all-time points with 1,798 and won the Stanley Cup twice with Pittsburgh, this season was the first time one of his teams made the playoffs with him as general manager. He failed to reach the playoffs in 4 seasons running the Carolina Hurricanes before his firing in May 2018, though he is widely credited for building the nucleus of a Hurricane squad that's made the postseason every year since his departure. Since that time, he's emerged as a patient, savvy judge of hockey talent, and he's earned that new extension. Seattle is fortunate to have him guiding things, and he might just figure out the often elusive championship puzzle in very short order. Kraken CEO Todd Lewicki referenced the GM's playing career, championships won, and Hall of Fame statistics during last week's announcement, adding that Francis had also garnered 3 Lady Byng trophies for sportsmanship and playing the game the right way. Lewicki said, quote, "I think, long-term, he's built a franchise here that looks like Ron Francis. It's competitive. It's balanced. It has grit. It has determination," end quote. Lewicki also praised Francis for doing much of the building during the COVID-19 pandemic. Francis said the pandemic was the biggest surprise of his tenure and it made for unique challenges. Francis said, quote, "We hired, I would say, 90% of our people via Zoom calls and phone calls. Last summer was, I think, the first time we had all our amateur staff together. And it wasn't everybody because we couldn't get one gentleman out of Russia over here. So this year actually was the first time we've had our entire amateur scouting staff together in a room. And so it posed a lot of challenges," end quote. Francis was responsible for the surprising hire of Dave Hextall as the team's first head coach, bypassing big-name candidates Gerard Gallant, Bruce Boudreau, and Rick Tocchet, among others. Francis met Hextall when the pair were involved with Team Canada's entry at the 2019 IIHF World Hockey Championships and was impressed by his work ethic. After a rocky first season, Hextall became a finalist for the Jack Adams Award as NHL Coach of the Year this season. Francis has also involved more women on the hockey operations side, promoting analytics specialist Alexandra Mandricki to an assistant GM role last year. He also made Cammy Granato the first full-time female professional scout in NHL history before she left to become an assistant GM with the Vancouver Canucks. While there have been criticisms of how he went about certain aspects of expansion, the Kraken far exceeded expectations, and Seattle already appears to be a critical market for the NHL. Recent acquisitions of players like Oliver Bjorkstrand, Andre Burakovsky, and Elli Tolvanen have taken the team's offensive performance to a new level, and young players like Matty Beniers appear to be headed for long-term success. That's why Seattle's second-round defeat by the Stars didn't feel all that bad in the big picture. They were playing with house money all season long, and their core of talent came together to thrill a fan base in a way that most, if not all, young organizations simply cannot do. But the NHL's expansion draft rules have clearly allowed teams like Seattle and Vegas to prosper as quickly as possible, and Francis has done good work behind the scenes to set the table nicely for the future. Maybe the Kraken take a sideways step next season. We all know by now that progress is not always linear. It's possible that, in an improving Pacific Division, Seattle encounters difficulty replicating their progress next year. But it's also possible the Kraken follow the path of the Golden Knights and wind up in the second, third, and fourth round in the next year or two. Understand that nobody gave Seattle a chance to beat the Colorado Avalanche this season, and all they did was show their resilience and expectations were more than enough to make serious strides. Seattle is fortunate to have Ron Francis guiding things, and he might just figure out the often elusive championship puzzle before you know it. It's hard to argue with that progress, and obviously the ownership group feels the same. Francis will be in place for several years, trying to take the Kraken even further. Aside from that hiring, the off-season excitement is just beginning. Today we're going to take a look at the Seattle Kraken leadership group. Each NHL locker room has its own leadership group. Some guys are recognized by having an A put on their sweater, and a deserving player sometimes gets the C. The Seattle Kraken have had only one true captain in franchise history, defenseman Mark Giordano. It seems like forever ago that Giordano wore a Seattle sweater, let alone captain the team. He was traded at the deadline last season to Toronto. A questionable move by some, but with the team going nowhere in their first season, why not gain some draft capital at the trade deadline and turn over the locker room to the next man up or next man up? If the team is not winning, everything's in question. This is a win-now league, thanks to Vegas's expansion year, so the pressure is always going to be on to win, even if the realistic expectation should be to go through the development process to sustain long-term success. The Kraken entered Season 2 without a formal captain, instead appointing multiple players the rotating A as alternate captains. The collective group of Yanni Gord, Jaden Schwartz, Adam Larson, and Jordan Eberle form the team's leadership group. A collective captaincy. All players selected by the Kraken in the expansion draft. I like this idea, as a team gets the best leadership qualities from a group of players. The four players that wore the A this past season all have traits that are qualities of a leader. After an incredible season 2 and a nice playoff run, the time has come for the Kraken to formally announce a captain. Next season, Matty Beniers and Vince Dunn should be considered to wear an A. Beniers possibly being considered as a future captain. I mean, eventually he will end up being a team's captain, but probably not just yet. Dunn really took his game to the next level and should be locked up contractually long term. Both of these players led this team on the ice, and both are young players. Dunn knows how to win. He won a Stanley Cup with the St. Louis Blues in 2019. Beniers is the best player on the team skill-wise and is probably the highest-selling jersey in Seattle. Moving forward and taking the next step, this team needs a true captain. I'll give you two, Jaden Schwartz and Jordan Eberle. Both players are deserving. Eberle's a fantastic leader. Schwartz proved his leadership, especially during the playoffs. What qualities do they possess? They both showed leadership. The postseason is the most critical time of the season for players to show up. Both Eberle and Schwartz led by example, but it was Schwartz who always seemed to come up big when the Kraken needed him most. He too has won a Stanley Cup, also a member of the 2019 St. Louis Blues, and he sets the tone in games. No situation was too big for him when it mattered most. This offseason, it makes sense for the Kraken to officially give Schwartz the title of captain and make him the second player in team history to wear the C. I would have absolutely no issues if they gave it to Jordan Eberle. But it's time to pick a captain. Taking a look at the AHL playoffs, Saturday night, the Coachella Valley Firebirds defeated the Milwaukee Admirals 2-1 in Milwaukee to take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Brogan Rafferty scored his first goal of the playoffs and Max McCormick his 12th in the second period for the Firebirds' 2 goals. Kiefer Sherwood scored his 3rd of the playoffs in the first period for Milwaukee. Coachella Valley goalie Joey Decord was first star of the game. He made 25 saves on 26 shots. The second star was Devin Cooley, Milwaukee Admirals goalie, who made 23 saves on 25 shots. The third star was Max McCormick. His goal proved to be the game winner. Game 6 is tonight in Coachella Valley. If necessary, Game 7 will be played on Wednesday. The winner goes on to play for the Calder Cup against the Hershey Bears. And that about wraps up today's Full Press Kraken. I'll be back on Thursday for another look at an aspect of the Kraken's off-season and a recap of the AHL Western Conference Finals. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the day.